My head hurt. It really, really hurt. The smell of antiseptic burned my nostrils. Worse, the beeping of machines seemed to add to the dull thud hammering inside my skull. I debated rolling over, but my stomach revolted, so I stayed put. I had zero interest in puking. The air was cold and warm. Weird. It took a minute for the fact my eyes were closed to even register. Where did I get this damn headache? Ugh. I started to stretch out a hand. There was always someone curled up nearby. Maybe they could grab me some aspirin, but I didn't find anyone. Suppressing a groan of frustration, I peeled my eyes open. The door knocker banging away in my brain got considerably heavier and louder. The smell of antiseptic seemed to increase, and I swore I could taste it in the back of my throat. I hated hospitals. Hated them. I hadn't been a fan of them before homecoming, and after, a shudder raced through me. Waking up there, groggy and out of it, all of that helplessness and shock bled from fresh wounds. I squeezed my eyes shut. Maybe if I refused it, pushed past, it would go away. I'd survived, Mitch. That was in the past. The guys and I. Oh, the guys. I frowned and forced my eyes open again. Why was I in the hospital? I tried to reach for the reason, but the fog in my brain swept the information away, like it was right there on the tip of my tongue. The IV in the back of my hand stung when I gripped the rail. The cold metal grounded me, and I licked my dry lips. Too dry. Even my throat hurt. It took me a minute to focus my eyes. I was in a room. That was something. The beeping machines were really annoying. Didn't they turn those off? At least the sound? Also, why was... A grunt of sound in the corner, and I turned my head. A smile stretched my sore mouth, and I ignored the headache. Coop. He was sprawled back in the chair like someone had dropped him in it bonelessly. It was one of those that would stretch out for sleep. He kind of hung off the end with one of his legs straight out and the other bent, the foot on the floor like he was ready to go somewhere. He looked great, if tired. Coop. Oh, my voice came out a solid croak, and I coughed. I glanced around, but there wasn't even a cup within reach. Coop. At my second call, his eyes fluttered open, and his head lifted a fraction from the fist he'd braced it on. Those gray-green eyes I loved so much were as unfocused as I felt. I probably shouldn't laugh at him, not when there was an indentation mark on his face from his own knuckles. I definitely shouldn't laugh when he frowned so fiercely the sleepiness fled from his expression.
Frankie?
If I thought I was croaky, I had nothing on him. His normally deep voice seemed rougher and far more raw. There was an ache in the word that made me want to fumble off the bed and pull him in for a hug. I had cables and wires and tubes sticking out of me for some reason. Even a quick sweep around me didn't reveal any quick way to ditch them and climb out of the bed. I had to settle for thrusting out my free hand, the one without the IV sticking in the back of it. Coop shot to his feet, and his hand clasped mine in a grip so tight it actually hurt. "Hey," I whispered as I tugged him closer. It took no effort on my part at all. I went from holding his hand to enveloped in his hug.
"Holy shit,"
he whispered.
"You're really here."
"Of course I'm here." Yeah, I was a few marbles loose at the moment. I swore the fog was eating away at my thoughts. The damn marching band playing in my head didn't help either. My eyes drifted closed, though, as he buried his face in my hair. The scent of him filled my lungs. Coffee. Chocolate. Coop. Altogether, it was home. He was home. We sat like that forever. His hand trembled as he stroked my hair. It was that single thing that kept me from demanding what was going on. Well, that and the softness of his shirt, the warmth of his hug, and the smell of coffee tickling my nose.